Marina Marcelino, head chief of Tokiman Aircourt, says some people displaced by floods from Jonglei State's Bord County have grabbed land in his area and are competing with the real owners by selling the land with fake documents to enrich themselves.
On your way to Jebel, those are all people from Bor. They are the ones grabbing the land. You go to Gumbo Market, it is all grabbed. The market that was well demarcated and its land documents distributed has all been grabbed. It is now all white iron sheets. I have my own land there. I made a foundation, but when I went to check, I found it was grabbed. I told them it is my place. They told me this is South Sudan and it is their place.
Marcelino says the IDPs have grabbed land in Mogiri, Bilinyang, Kabu, Kubiritiman, Gumbo and other villages. He says chiefs in the area allowed IDPs from Bor who fled their homes due to the flooding to temporary camp in the area. He says he and other local chiefs are surprised to find that the IDPs refused to return home after the flooding has ended.
These people, we had accepted them because of the floods, and we told them these places are for people. You stay here, but when the floods reduces, then you will return to your place. Now they have refused this and have instead grabbed and have sold the lands out. This land grabbing is up to Budugwe, my village.
Marcelina says some of the people who have grabbed land set themselves in the marketplaces holding a gun, a tape measure and some fake land documents and stamps. He also complains that some of the IDPs are destroying crops by grazing their cattle in farms belonging to residents of the host community. Government spokesperson Michael Makwe, who is also chairperson of the Bor community in Juba, says the farmers and cattle keepers can live together so long as they mutually agree on how to peacefully resolve a dispute between themselves.
The president had ever been clear. He had been saying that the cattle and the farms can coexist because they're, even if you go to Bahargazar, wherever you go, where cattle keepers are, they cultivate. And they don't destroy crops. And nobody complains about destruction of crops. That is one. Number two, if I have a farm and your cattle enter my farm and they destroy it, you open a case and you are compensated for your destroyed crops. This is something known to the cattle owners and to the farmers all over.
Derek Derrickson, press secretary in Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony's office, says the governor has yet to receive any official complaint from the chiefs, but he says the governor saw an open letter addressed to him circulating on social media. Derrickson says the governor is aware of land grabs and intends to form a committee to investigate the issue.
Once the state government structures are in place, they are officially installed, the governor will now see the line ministry responsible, and this line ministry, with the work or with the help or assistance of the security operatives, they will be now in order to see how best this directive of the governor can be effected up to the grassroots level. And the committee, which is yet to be formed, it's going to be headed by the line Minister of Physical Infrastructure to holistically deal with all these land-related issues within the estate.
Derrickson says early this year, when tensions rose between farmers and cattle keepers in Juba, the governor formed a committee to hold talks between the two groups so they could peacefully address their conflicts.
One of the resolutions that reached the office was for the immediate evacuation or immediate removal of these cattle keepers from the places that they have occupied temporarily to their places of origin. And they were given a duration or a time frame of 1 week, which I think it's not all that happening speedily.
In an open letter to Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony circulating on social media platforms like Facebook and WhatsApp, the chiefs are calling for immediate relocation of the IDPs to their areas of origin. The chiefs are also calling for the immediate transfer and replacement of the security personnel in Rajaf Payam, claiming the officers have overstayed and are no more helpful and are allied to the IDPs. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino, reporting from Magwe.